Good day. This is the Farm Market News Morning Show, broadcast number 475 for Wednesday, July 15th. I'm Dave Sims. ICE Canada canola contracts were lower Wednesday morning in sympathy with the U.S. soy complex. ICE canola was anywhere from $5 to $9 lower, with the most active November contract down $5.60 at $520.10 per ton. Malaysian palm oil and European rapeseed futures were lower, which pressured canola. Rain across various parts of Western Canada has partially alleviated dry conditions in certain spots. Large supplies of soybeans on the world market were also bearish for values. However, the Canadian dollar was weaker against its American counterpart, which made canola more attractive to domestic crushers and exporters. Despite the recent moisture, there are still enough drought-stressed areas of land across the western prairies to underpin the market. Milling wheat, durum, and barley futures were all untraded and unchanged. Soybeans were 10 to 13 cents lower, with the November contract checking in at $10.12 a bushel. Drier weather is moving across the Midwest, which is allowing producers in some areas to plant soybeans in fields that were previously too wet. Chart-based trading was also at play. Some soybeans in India may need to be replaced due to excessive dryness. Corn was a cent lower, with the December contract sitting at $4.37 per bushel. Although water levels in much of the Midwest are higher than normal, the overall conditions are said to be favorable for pollination. Traders were also positioning themselves ahead of today's USDA ethanol report. U.S. wheat was 3 to 6 cents per bushel lower, with the September contract at $5.64 per bushel. The advancing U.S. harvest was bearish for values. Meantime, the winter wheat harvest is also advancing over in Europe, and that is filling up supply lines worldwide. The higher U.S. dollar was also bearish, as it made life difficult for American exporters. That's a look at the ICE Futures Canada and Chicago markets for Wednesday morning, July 15th, in Winnipeg. For Farm Market News, I'm Dave Sims.